for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
After you get a time machine, it doesn't take long to realize that nothing cool was or will be happening anywhere. Just a bunch of streets and homes and people trying to sell shit to other people. Time travel is a friggin' bummer. Sorry this wasn't funny. 1 star.
Our world is overrun with unethical capitalism, incorrect orders, and fraud. Time and money are being wasted. People are showing up late to work or not showing up at all. Those same people give you shit when you call in. Something must be done. And you must be the one to do it. In these dire straits, it is your duty as a consumer of Earth to wield the greatest weapon in your arsenal. The 1 Star Review!
You do it!
No way! I'm not going out there! You do it!
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
What's going on? It's been over 10 minutes. If they make me wait 12 minutes, I'm out of here.
Let's get this over with. They're getting pretty restless out there.
I am feeling so restless right now.
See?
Ready?
One, two, three! What is that?
It's lava!
Lava?
Yeah, lava. And it beats scissors, so...
Well, what beats lava?
I'm not sure, but definitely not scissors.
Ugh, you're right.
Ugh, I'm even more restless than I was before!
That's 12 minutes!
We're losing them!
Come on, gang! We're out of here!
Shut up!
Oh, hi! Hey, hello, everyone! How are you all doing tonight?
Nancy isn't here yet. We aren't sure where she is or when she will show up.
But everything is A-okay. We've got it all handled.
Do you know how to turn chatbot on?
No. Do you?
No. Do you know how to start a review? That might buy us some time.
Maybe this button.
What about this lever?
Ooh, look what you did!
Nice, okay. It looks like it says that it's a review of a rocket. Okay, that's definitely gonna buy us some time.
I added extra propellant to this rocket and it just exploded. What the heck? It's supposed to launch faster. 1 star.
Ah, that was so short it didn't buy us any time at all!
Why does this mood ring always say I'm angry? I'm never angry! I'm a very pleasant person! 1 star!
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
Where's that coming from?
There's a phone underneath this desk?
Should we answer it?
Yes!
Answer it!
Yeah, answer it!
I don't know. What about my people on the left side of the audience? Should we answer it?
And how about the people on the right?
Answer it! All right, I'm gonna do it.
Someone could be dying right now. Answer the phone.
Hello? 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 They must have hung up.
It's ringing again. What should we do?
Answer the phone, you dishwasher full of dildos!
Hey! Okay, Wait, watch this. Thank you for calling Capital One. This is Lily. How can I help you? Yes. Yes, I know, sorry. Yeah, Nancy, I know this isn't Capital One. It was a joke. Yes, I know what they did to you. Okay, yeah, well, let's do that then. How do I do that again? Okay, yeah, okay, no problem, got it. And putting you through in 3, 2, 1.
The following reviews are 100% real and true, in the sense that due to the nature of the multiverse, all possible events and outcomes are true in some timeline. Today's reviews come to us from the timeline in which humans drink water out of a big community bowl, like dogs.
420 miles. Yeah, that's not a weed thing. That's how far me and my father drove from Lancaster, PA to Westerville, Ohio to see the world's largest penny. Now, to really understand the impact of what happened, you need to understand that my father was a huge fan of Abraham Lincoln. Gettysburg Address, Emancipation, Vampire Hunter, all that shit. He saw Abraham Lincoln's face on a burnt biscuit back in 1952, and he's been all about Lincoln ever since. One of the only items left on his Lincoln log was taking a trip to see this penny. His Lincoln log is sort of like a bucket list, but of Abraham Lincoln-related stuff. Some people think I'm talking about his dookies when I say it, and it's like, how would that even make sense in context? Anyway, the reason I'm writing is to let you know that you, your family, and everyone you've ever known are all dumb fucks and shitheads. And you all deserve to have the worst birthdays in the world. If you're gonna flaunt an attraction like the world's largest penny, you'd better do something to protect it. But you were content with doing nothing. So on his 86th and final birthday, my father watched a vandal in a ridiculous costume carve a dollar sign into the tip of Lincoln's nose with a pair of scissors. I'll always remember the pain and despair in my father's voice when he asked me, "Why are they letting the Hamburglar do that to Abe?" Unfortunately, that was a question I couldn't answer at that time or now. This is without a doubt the worst thing anyone has ever done to my father or President Lincoln. Y'all could learn a thing or two from the JFK folks in Utah at the world's largest half dollar.
Welcome back to the worst podcast in the world, The One Stars. My name's Negative Nancy, and I'm currently stuck in an intergalactic gridlock of space traffic. Who are these assholes? Where did they come from? Where are they going, and why won't they—
Get the fuck out of the way!
No one is moving. You aren't missing anything.
What the fuck are you even doing? Where the hell did you get your license?
You can't fit. No matter how hard you try, you're not gonna fit.
What are you fucking stupid?
It's a review of a mall.
I know this mall has been closed down and abandoned for 3 years, but I took my stepchildren there last weekend and I couldn't believe how bad it was. Yous didn't have any stores? Not even a JCPenney. Come on, yous guys. Parking wasn't really an issue, but I couldn't find a single entrance that wasn't boarded up. Do you not want customers? And there was spray paint everywhere. The older one wouldn't quit reading all the profane graffiti out loud, saying, "Lick my you-know-what's-it," like she doesn't know what she's saying. And the little dumb one started crying when I told him he had to climb through the busted-out window. Ugh. I don't even like the mall. I prefer La La Rue leggings and my essential oils. But these kids wouldn't shut up about, "Let's go to the mall, Karen! Take us to the mall!" So what am I supposed to do? These aren't my kids. Their well-being is not my problem. The little dumb one wasn't wearing shoes, so he cut his foot and still hasn't stopped crying about his little boo-boo. You people are monsters. Do you enjoy making children cuss and bleed? I pay your taxes. Do something about the graffiti and broken glass. No kid should have to read the words "dong magnet" or crawl through a busted out window because you all are too lazy and cheap to do something about it. This is exactly why I stick to small businesses like Mary Kay, Herbalife, and Amway. Shop local, yous guys.
Fuck you, buddy!
Yeah, fuck you, pal.
Hey, wait a sec. Aren't you Negative Nancy from that show, The One Stars?
Why, yes. Yes, I am.
Hey, that's what I thought. Fuck you, Negative Nancy. That show sucks.
Right, and what's your podcast called? Welcome back to my stupid face.
Yeah, I bet you'd subscribe to that.
Oh, piss off.
Probably even leave a rating and a review.
I would leave a review. A one-star review. Boom. Got him.
First off, let me just say that I love this store. I love the meal deals. I love the discounts. I really love the donuts from your bakery. And I even love the little mascot guy. Whatever his name is. But with that being said, I find the atmosphere of Reed's Market to be tremendously lacking. For one, it just hasn't been the same since they removed the community drinking bowl. I've attempted to start multiple conversations with strangers either in the shopping aisles or in line or even sometimes in the parking lot, but I've received very little in friendly reciprocation. I even tried sneaking up on people and yelling boo or hiding their babies when they aren't looking. Nothing works with these people. Just last week, I had a bonkers run-in with a lady over Easter candy of all things. Easter candy. And not those candy corn or chocolate bunnies either. I'm talking about the eggs. And you know what eggs I'm talking about. Those little colorful dumplings full of stale white chalky cream. They are absolutely my favorite Easter candy. Perfect conversation starter with a stranger, right? Just last week, I was at Reed's and I saw these two women looking at all of the Easter candy and talking about what they liked and what they didn't like, what wasn't worth the money and what was. One of them looks at the candy eggs. My candy egg. And she says,
"Oh, disgusting. Who would eat these things?"
Perfect. Here's my opening, I thought. I just wanted to tell her that they were actually my very favorite Easter candy, but I didn't say anything. I was so scarred by all of my previous grocery store friendship meet-cute failures that I ended up just staring at them until they started whispering and pointing and left. I paid for my 13 gallons of milk and rode my bike home. I went on with my life. I forgot about your store and I devoted more time to the important things. Things like making my neck socks, my three-eyed prayer dolls, and my flip books of skateboard tricks. But I could never shake the feeling that I missed an opportunity. 2 weeks later, as fate would have it, I was back at Reed's on another milk run and I saw the same woman getting out of her vehicle in the parking lot. This time, I would not miss my chance. I approached her vehicle shouting, very clearly and very loudly, but also very politely, and said, "Hey lady, I eat those eggs. I'll eat those eggs all day long." And she just screamed in my face and drove away without even buying anything. What a weirdo. Despite their excellent selection of food, well-stocked shelves, low prices, and superior customer service, Reed's Market does absolutely nothing to create a culture of community and togetherness in their stores. One star.
Answered. Nancy, Lily here.
I know it's you, Lily. Go on.
Would you like me to research alternative routes you could have taken to avoid all this?
I hate everyone.
Even me?
Yes, Philip. Especially you. Please have the space window prepared for me to dock once I get back. I don't want to be out here in space stuck in this shitty little pod any longer than I have to.
On it!
Speaking of being stuck in a shitty little pod, we've reached the end of another episode of The One Stars. Four down, two episodes to go, people. What are we going to get into next?
The One Stars is a Good Point podcast. This episode was written and produced by Jeremy Ellett. The Rocket Review was written by Tal Minear.
The One Stars would be absolutely nothing if it weren't hosted by me, the wonderful and awe-inspiring Negative Nancy.
Voiced by Emma Elizabeth, in case you didn't know that already.
But for God's sake, that voice is following me. But also, I had a little bit of help from my space cowboys.
Hi there, my name is Dallas McKenzie, and I played intern Lily in this episode. If you'd like, you can follow me on Twitter at DallasTheVA. That's Dallas, spelled D-A-L-L-I-S, because my parents wanted me to have to spell my name out every time I introduced myself for my entire life. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and reach out to me on social media if you want to chat.
Hey there, I'm best known as Paul Hikari, and I play intern Philip. You might know me as the voice of Professor Lupo in Professor Lupo and His Horrible Pets. No? How about the director and author of Voices, the audiobook, and, well, the regular book? I could go on, but I'm out of time. See ya.
Hi, my name is Tom Laughlin, and I played audience member number one. If you're interested in my voice work, you can find me on Twitter at Tom Laughlin VA. That's TomLaflinVA. Thanks.
Hello, I'm Ariel Hack. I voiced audience member number two. If you want to send me stuff on Twitter, I would very much appreciate funny bird video. I really enjoy those. My Twitter handle is A-R-I-E-L-H-C-K, so Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Hey, I'm Senna Fox. I played one of the people stuck in traffic. I am an up-and-coming non-binary voice actor, and I'm also very enthusiastic about birds. If you own a bird, please send pictures of them to me at @TheSennaFox on Twitter and tell me all about your good, good birds.
This is Megan Conrad. Just note that I will not be held responsible if you decide to take your children to an abandoned mall. Just don't do it. It sounds like a terrible idea. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jess Kuczynski, and this episode I play the Rocket Reviewer. You can find me on Twitter at AngryArtist113, and you can find my illustration website at jessicakuczynski.com. Kuczynski is spelled K-U-C-Z-Y-N-S-K-I.
I'm Ash Thurman, and I was the Supermarket Reviewer, and in addition to being a voice actor for games and animation and anime, I'm also a writer and indie game developer. I'm the founder of Pixels and Pins Studios, the staff editor for Snowhaven Studios, and you can see all my other projects at pixelsandpins.com. You can also follow Pixels and Pins on Twitter for super cool updates and nonsense and stuff.
My name is Roger Hanna. I voiced audience member 3 in this episode. You can find me on Twitter at Jolly Roger Gamer. This is, of course, a reference to Jolly Roger Gaming, my YouTube channel. Thank you.
Woof, we are over the hump in the first season of The One Stars. And this is Garen Fitzgerald, your friendly announcer from today. Hope you guys like the show. I sure did. And again, if you want to find me, it's @_Garen. Yeah. Check you later.
I'm Lindsay Zanna, and I performed the Mood Ring Review. I am an actor and a singer located in Los Angeles. You might recognize me from a couple of podcast roles. I played Julie Capsum on Arden, Baldi on Crit Squad, Nava Demas in the Black Star Chronicles, and Dr. Baker in the Insomnia Project. I'm also working on a number of other podcasts right now, but they're still in the works, so I can't really say anything else about them. If you'd like to know more about me, feel free to find me on social media. I am @LindsayZanna on just about every platform. Or you can check out my website at lindsayzanna.com.
We look forward to hearing from you, and you can look forward to hearing from us on the next episode of The One Stars.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman?
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We all don't laugh!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing!
Very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Sada, please write back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos. Raul.
The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen. An audio drama in 9 parts. Produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.